In Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, the beginning of Sif Dalet, but I would like to learn with the Olam a little of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. I think we'll get a clarity in the halachis, and with this we will understand Sif Dalet a little better. And I just like to just say a few nekudas from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says as follows: a ma'abid esa oil, a person is ma'abid leather, whom ma'avis malachis. This is one of the lamentash malachis. She came by mishkan hoya ma'abdin oiris choshim ve'elim. Right. So ma'abid is one of the lamentash malachis, number one. Number two, v'hamileyach esa oil. Now let's speak about specifically the salt leather. Chayev mishum ma'abe shamaliche hi mitzolche ha'ibud. That salting leather skins, that is mitzolche ha'ibud. Fine. So now we know the meleches ma'abed was in the Mishkan. They were the seers of Mishkan. They were Ma'abed the Eirais, and Meliche is one of the procedures which are done Mishas the Ibud. Avol Ameleach Bosochai, the person will salt raw meat. Afilu, one thing, Afilu Melche Harbe, Afilu who salt it very strongly, Kedei sheyiskayim zman merube v'lo yasriach. Case number one is he's salting meat. And we'll see, and by salting meat, he's misakin the meat. And in case number two, he's salting the meat to preserve the meat. V'lo yasriach. Otto. So if he salted meat, Afilu, he salted the meat in order to preserve the meat. He's potter minatoire, shein ibud ba'oichlin minatoire. There's no meleches ibud ba'oichlin. Avol, midivrei soifrem, yesh ibud ba'oichlin. Midarabonon, there is a concept of ibud. Milochein, therefore, also milimloyach boso chai, afilu kedei lo'ochloi chai b'shabbos. A person is not permitted to salt raw meat, even though he wants to eat it raw. Shahamelach, what? He can eat raw meat, yeah. Shahamelach moil, so he wants to salt it all. And he's salting it not for kashrus purposes. He's salting it that it should taste better. Shahamelach moil lebisar mosochai. Salt helps for raw meat. Lerachechoi, it softens it. Olesaknoi, and it fixes it. Olashiroi lachile. V'doyme le'ibud. So this is a similarity to ibud. Ibud is also a tikkun to the skin. Ibud oiris is a deraisadike tisa. And this has some similarity to meleches ibud. So that's also midarabona. Midarabona, that's also because he's also processing the meat by making it softer and making it better to eat. Ve'ein zorech loimah she'osa lemolchay kidei she'yiskayim v'loi yasriach. And avada gives that he wants to salt the meat, that it should, to preserve the meat, that it should last a long period of time. V'afilu b'mokim hefsed merube, that means if he won't salt it now, there's a hefsed merube. It's also midarabonon. Chazal asod midarabonon ibud oichlin. Midarabonon is such a concept of ibud oichlin. Right. Then he says further, and then he says that a person who is kovish Eichelims. So he pickles Eichelim. Is Daimeli Ibud. It's also similar to Ibud. So that's also us. So Kvisha is similar to Ibud. And again, Midrabanan, there is a concept of Yesh Ibud Boichlim. And this is Shitas Rashi in the Sugya. Fine. V'yesh Oimrim, now there's a second Shita, and this is the Rambam Shita. Sha'akoyvesh osa minei shehu kimevasho midivrei soifrim. Second, there's no such thing of Ibud Boichlim. There's no such thing. Ein Ibud Boichlim in a Torah midarabonim. Why is one not permitted to be koyvesh oichlim, to pickle oichlim? This is because there's a concept, kovush kimebushel. Now, this bishul is not a bishul minatoyreh. Minatoyreh is the ein bishul elal they told the soul, but midarabonon, it is also als bishul. Fine. That, so now we have here these two reasons. We have these two reasons to also melichas ha'ichlim. Either it's midarabonon, there's a din ibud, but the rabbonon is a din ibud ba'ichlim, or it's the ibud, it looks like you're going to make kvishim in a kovush kimabushel. Now, he says further, and Batsim, this is a machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. In Sif Beis, he said, Einois in Meimelach Harbei, Losei Sosoich HaKvosh Mishim Dedomi Le'ibud. So that was Shitas Rashi. In Sif Gimel, he says, you're not allowed to spread salt on a lot of chatrices, because it's similar to koivish, and koivish is also als mevashel. So we have here these two mahalchim, and the mechaber brings down both mahalchim to say ischayish for both shitas. But these are two mahalchim in the aloche. Now the Shulchan Aruch Rav continues. Kol dovo shahamelach moyeloi. Now, as we know, everything that the salt will help, lishanos estivoi, it will change the nature of the machol, lerachachoi will make it softer, oi lahakshoisoi will make it harder, oi lahofig merirusoi will take out the bitterness that is in the machol, chiyoyte beinyinze, kigoin, snoin, radishes, a botzel, onions, vishumin, garlic, kriyetzebem, midvorim hacharifim, these are sharp macholim, chekshehim shoyim bimelach, if they stay long in salt, heim mizian, so they start sweating, viyote mirirusom, and the bitterness, the sharpness leaves. V'nasim koshim, and they get hard. V'chein poilim v'adashim shenis bashel b'kliposon will have later. V'yaz beans which were cooked. And the shamelech merachecha kushi sheshper mitzad kliposon. V'chein kol dovo shagim lasish mikven. Kvoshim also lishloich lam. Yeah. So he's not allowed to salt them. Yoisa mechaticha levado, more than one chaticha, kidei laochlo laalto, that he should eat it. So now we just said that salt processes food. We said it may take out the sharpness, it makes it softer. That's the koyach of salt, which is an ibud in the rabbono. Yeah. So if he saws more than one piece of tznayim or these other yerotlis, it looks like he wants to preserve it. And you know, allowed to preserve it. That's Ibut. That's also Ibut. That's going, we're going back to Rashi Shita. Vafilu chaticha echod shel tznoin uchiyotzi boy. One piece. Also, l'tavlo b'melech, I'm not allowed to stick it in salt. L'ashoisei harbe b'melech, I'm going to stick it in, and you know, wait 20 minutes that the salt should start taking out the sharpness. K'dei sheyeitze m'rirusa achre shetizia. K'zeh doime l'ibut. That's doime l'ibut. So again, now we're dancing with Rashi Shita again. So it's also a tzibut, a filo, to stick in one piece of a yerek and leave it in the salt hole for a longer period of time. It's time to leave it. Avo, and this will be, see, now which we're going to learn, muta lahatvil a filo kama chatises kol achas achas levado. I can take, let's say, five pieces of tznayim, radish, and I'm going to be toivel each one by itself. So by toiveling each one, that means if I salt five together, looks like I want to pickle them, I want to preserve them. You're making five, so you're making a whole, want to preserve, so that the five together shows that you want to preserve them. You're putting it away to preserve it. So that's awesome. That's awesome to salt five. It looks like I'm going to preserve it. Now I'm going to take five pieces of tznayim. I won't salt them. I'm going to dip each piece of tznayim in salt. Ulanich lefonov, five pieces. Kedei laochlom la'alta zu achazu belishiyoy kakach. I'm going to take five pieces of tznayim, dip them in, one after the other. So by the dipping alone, you don't see like I want to be kavish kavoshim. I'm doing each one mazunda. And then after I dip five, I'm going to start eating one after the other. But we just have to hold cheshbon that if I'm going to eat five pieces one after the other, the fifth piece was in the salt, let's say, for 5 minutes. That's what's going to be. I'm going to eat it one after the other. So the fifth piece will be in the salt for a period of time. He's going to eat it. He's going to eat one after the other, but there's five pieces on the menu to eat. Va'af im hein mishtayin shoma'etes, even though it's going to take that. He needs five pieces of tznayim, the radish. It's going to take till he comes to the fifth one. Umizin tas, and there'll be some sort of sweat will come out from this tznayim. Ein bekachlo. Listen, 5 minutes, whatever the compass is, not the ibud that we're talking about. The ibud we're talking about, it should be in salt for 20 minutes, and that'll really change the tznayim. This 5 minutes, that's gefella. Ubelvad, shleyasho isem zman oroch, afilu boisem sudatzmo. But listen, I gave you a heter. You can dip in five at a time and start eating them. But don't put away that the first one I'm going to eat by the end of the Sudan will be already pretty good already, because by the end of the Sudan, the salt did a good job. No. You eat one after the other. Don't do that. I gave you a heads up to table five and eat one after the other. That's all that does. So it comes out by the fifth one, there was some sort of a zman that it was soaking in salt, but that's not kabbala. But it has to be eaten up. That's first on the agenda to be eaten. Don't put it away by the, until the end of the Suda, because there you are being misaken this night. This is also one piece. You can put it in and hold it for 20 minutes and the salt, that's also. So this is that. V'yesh oisrin lahashis klal b'melach afilu shoma etes. Now others also, this is what we said, you can eat five pieces one after the other, even though it'll come out the fifth piece was already in the salt for 5 minutes. V'yesh oisrim lahashis klal b'melach afilu shoma etes afilu chaticha echad levadai. No, there's no such thing. You're not allowed to hold a yerek in salt. V'lochein, and they hold also litros beis chatichis achas achas levado. They hold you're not allowed to be metabol two chatichis. No, no, you can't do one and then another one and then start eating. But melech, salt. Name melech or something else. That's a lot of a little. Chenos lit bobeis chatichis achas achas levado. Yanichel lefonem lochum miyad zu achas zu. So others asa, ki ad sheyoichel horishoino, even two pieces he was metabol melach. By the time he finished the first one, tisha shniya b'milcha. No, so the second one too, you ate the kavod Shabbos Kodesh, and you're eating and you're thinking all the kavodes. So by and that time, the second one was the salt was doing a little job on it. That's where others disagree with this. There's only one heter. V'chayish v'ibud. So the only heter is dip it in and eat it. That's it. And that's the minig. We are not noyig like the first day, which is the day of the Tumas Hadesh. We'll see the Mechaba brings down this day. V'chein adin b'chol dobo shamelach mayoloi. U'lesvis v'ora achroine. So before we had said, according to Rashi Shita, the reason you're not allowed to salt five pieces of tznoyim is because it looks you want to be kovish it, and that's preserving it. And that's what he said. He said, according to what we just said now, now we have, according to the Machmirim, it's yeah. Bekimin shem melach moyla reza domele ibud. So al kaponim, we have here these two mahalchim. We have the Rambam's mahalach that kovish kvoshim is also al smiri kimabasho. And that to me, we learned yesterday, Mishabur says, according to the Rambam, let's just appreciate it. If a person has vinegar, he wants to put in some wine into the vinegar. So, alf ma'abed, there's no such concept of ma'abed over here, not being ma'abed anything. But the wine I'm going to add to the vinegar will become kavush, and kavush kimamushul, I cooked on Shabbos. So, according to the Rambam, it's in itself, with the Rabbonim, you're not allowed to cook all your day kvisha. That's the Rambam. The different is in Gansen. This whole concept of ibud. It's not negay. There's no such thing. Ain ibud ba'ichlam, according to the Rambam. And according to Rashi, there is a din ibud, and then we have already these chiluki days by this ibud. How long can it be? It can be a little bit, can be a little longer, or that is, see, these are, so we should have clearly these two shitas. Now we will see Siv Dalet, and now we will really, I think, appreciate Siv Dalet a little better. Yeish mi shekosav, and this is the sheet of the Tumas Hadeshin, shemuta likoil kamo chatiches tznoin achas levado. So now, according to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. There's no shaila. The achasadness is not an kikayvish kvoshim. It doesn't look like he's going to cook it. He's just. But he's going according to Rashi Shita. Yes, mi shekosav shemuta lidbol kamo chatiches noin achas levado, ulahanichom yachad lefono. Afterwards, I have five pieces that I salted of the radish, and I put it in front of me. Kidei la'ochlom miyad zu achazu. This was a het of the Tumas Hadeshin. The Hadeshin said, "Listen, you're dipping in each piece into salt, so it doesn't, it's separate. It doesn't look like Kavish Tvoshim. You're dipping each, and even though it will take time." When you leave the fifth piece, so the fifth piece was somewhat affected by the salt that it was got a little better. That's not kefela. That doesn't fall into the category of ibud ba'ichlin. Well, no, you what? Yeah, but not together. Because he put together, it looks like Travis Cross. And that's he's making the whole thing already. And he didn't eat it yet. He did five things, and then he's going to start eating it. And when he eats the fifth one already, you know how long it wasn't sold? 5 minutes it wasn't sold.
I'm slow.
What?
He's not slow. Just let's.
He put it in the way. He put in the salt for a reason. The salt is now working on the. It's nine. He didn't put it in the salt to be yoked or something. He put it in the salt for a purpose.
What's that?
It's going to be dried in some time, but the salt is going to be ma'abed. The salt will be misak in the oichel. But the salt will remain there for 20 minutes. The sharpness of the tznayin will disappear. I'm not doing it for 20 minutes. Chas v'sholem. I'm doing it for 5 minutes. So the Tumas Hadeshin was matter to leave something if I'm doing it. To leave it for 5 minutes, I'm going to start eating right away. For 5 minutes, he was matter. That was the head of the Tumas Hadeshin. Kidei la'ochlom miyad zu achazu. So al tzitibu, there's no shayla, because each one was bezunde. It's not niri kekoimish kvoshim. And al tzachil, it's no shayla, because he's, as soon as he finished being metabol, the fifth one, he's going to start eating them one after the other. Now let us see them. If he finishes the first one, he starts eating the second one.
So you finish one, you got
circling. That's right. But he is fine. You don't think meters in between, no. No, one after the other. Yeah, but it takes time to chew them. Imagine he has false teeth. And it's nine is hard. But I'll confirm him. That was the head up. Now, achas levado. So now we'll understand the Mishabur. The was there a nirikikavish kvoshim. That means before we said, Osalim loy chatiches noin albech mishim biyachat, not allowed to salt them together, because if I take a multitude of chatiches and I salt them, so it looks like I'm making a whole kvisha. And that looks like I'm going to preserve it for who knows long. So that's also. But if each one I dip in separately, fine. And so it's muto. Umashe kosav. And we said afterwards something else. Lahanicham. Yachad lefonov. Now these five pieces that you dipped in, haynu shimuchonim lefonov lechel. They should be in front of you. That means you should be able to eat them right away. They're in front of you. Avo Yisrael Shalayu Noigais Zumazu. Make sure that these five pieces aren't touching one the other. Why? Because if the five pieces are touching one the other, someone is going to go by and see five pieces that have salt on them and they're all together in a bunch. Oh, so then that looks like already that he's making, he's sorting five pieces and he wants to be Kavish Kavashim. He wants to, so that's great. So you dip them separately, you put them separately, but they're lefonov, that you're capable of eating them right away. Miyad zu achazu. You start eating it one after the other. Hainu shaloi yasha oisam zmano. Don't wait. Don't give. Afilu voice a suda atma. I'm going to eat all these five pieces in this suda. No, no, no. That's not good. Kigoin mit hilas asuda atsaifom. You dipped in these five pieces and you're going to eat a little in the beginning, a little at the end. Today, we know what your intent is. Sheyaziyu harei. It's going to go. The fifth piece of it, it won't be sharp, it'll be gishmak. No, no, no. That's chas v'sholom. That's also. That's nirikim habit. Shezeh doymel ibut. Avolim heim mishtayin shomu etetz. But waiting a little bit, he's eating five pieces. And then it takes time to eat the first piece, and the second piece, and the third piece. It's taking time.
What's the move like this?
5 minutes. Ein bekachlum. So that's nothing. That means there is some sort of zeya sweat that is coming out from the tznayim. There's some sort of accomplishment that the salt did to the tznayim. But since this is only a minute accomplishment, Chazal did not answer this als ibud boichlin. That is what the mechaba holds. The chose, now we'll understand a lot. That's a Shulchan Aruch. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's a Trumas Adeshim. Trumas Adeshim was Mekel. Avol HaMinig, and this is the second day that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brought down. Sheloi Lahashis Klal B'melach. We're not Mekel like the Trumas Adeshim. We went to 20 minutes, we won't leave it. 5 minutes, we will leave it. No, we are not Mekel, period. That's what we do. We don't. The minig is not like the Machaber says. The minig is that we metabol one and eat one. That is the minig. Fine. Now let us go further. Also limloyach bosor mevushel. One is not permitted to salt cook's meat. Oibeyim uvushalas lehanicho, but we're asking it lehanicho, to leave it over. That means if I'm going to go, and if I'm going to go to eat it now, no shaila. You salt cooked meat, as you're salting it, it should taste good, so that's no problem. Lehanicho, it is also. Salted meat is also lehanicho. Now, the hode matirin la'el, bebeya lemolcho, that we will matter before to salt an egg. We said in the end of Avobeyim Mutter Lemolchon. We said Snoin is also, but Bey is Mutter. Heino Letzerech Oisa Sude. So we're talking about a cooked egg, and I'm salting it for the Sude. This is Mutter. Avomloyach Aboso Ubeyo. Kidei laniach la'achazman. So, I'm going to, I'm absolutely, laniach, not for this suda. Domi le'ibud uchnisho. So that means, even though it is something cooked, but that alone, that I'm salting it now, and I'm putting it away for later, so that spells something. Why salting it now and putting it away for the next sudeh? So it looks like I want it to be in the salt a little bit. So that's domi le'ibud uchnisho. And that's also. That is also. So that is pshat in this mechabo. Again, we're going l'chayre according to Shitas Rashi, that the whole problem is ibud. Yeah. V'hine das amogen avron v'tas. Da'afilu daitai lechel b'yoymai. I'm going to eat it in Shabbos. But not in this suda. I'm going to salt it now to eat it by shalosh shudas. Yesh li zoyer bozev, and because it's nire ki'ibud. V'hainu k'shasuda acheres nimshach zman rav acher suda rishayna. That means the suda acheres is going to be much later. So it has this characteristic, it looks like ibud. Avol helio rabbe mitzadid de'ein lesser, rakim bedatoi laniach la'acha Shabbos. If he wants to put it la'acha Shabbos, so la'acha Shabbos is also b'chei mashme mibir hagro. So others say la'acha Shabbos is also helps. And this mamish is making me Shabbos l'chil. Others say it, and it is daimbali, but chemash mabir adrov. But if you're going to do it for Shabbos, so now we have here a Mogen Avrom. Now, the Mogen Avrom is machma, we have a rabbi in the Goyin, that if you're going to eat it Shabbos, you'll have to salt it for later. Or befrat, im ha'eis ham. If it is hot. We're talking about before refrigeration. Vu oise kein kedei shaloi yasriach. Bevade yesh lahokul etzer suda acheres. We could be meko. Now we have here another sneak lahokul of hefsed. It's going to spoil. So we have another sneak lahokul. Gamataz mater bozeh. Now, that is that. Boso oi dog chai. Now we're going to talk about raw meat. So raw meat we had learned before in Shulchan Aruch Harav that is to salt meat, and the salting is misaken the meat, makes it softer, and I feel we're not salting it kedafke, that it shouldn't spoil. Shamelach meil abosa chai, war meat, le rachachoi, o le saknoi, o lachshiroi, lachile, v'doyme liyabot. So now we're talking about, till now we're talking about Yerokis, we had a hold in, we said Lalta, thus, that was the whole thing. But to salt raw meat is mamish a tikkun to the, that's a tikkun to the meat. And that's doyme liyabot, min rabbonon yesh ibud boichlem. Now, we will be able to. We'll see.
Eating raw meat?
Yeah. We'll see. It's not so tasty. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Fine. Yeah. Vasulu Mosi, yeah. Now. Boso I don't chai also lemolchai b'Shabbos. You have raw meat, raw fish, כדי שלא יסריח. He's not, while he's doing it, it shouldn't spoil. So here we have Ibud. Okay, this is Ibud. The salt raw meat is Ibud. It's not near like we had before by a cooked egg. It's a second. So they were made cooked today. So here we're talking about salt is misakin raw meat, and therefore that goes into the issa of midrabon yeshibud boichlam. Period. Ba'afilu b'mokim hefsid osa. I'm sorry. This is, that's a midrabon and yeshibud boichlam. Ba'afilu reitze l'molchoi kidei la'ochloi acha melichosoi chai. Afilu wants to, you know, no, I'm not doing it because of hefsid. I'm going to eat it. And I want to eat, and I want to eat, and the salt is going to make it taste better. There's also also da'af al gav de'ein ibud bo'ichlim mideraisa. There's no ibud bo'ichlim. That is 100% true. Mikol mokim also the mischazi ki ibud. It looks like ibud. Yeah. Shahamelah Mashiroi Khalamisaknoi. So whatever salt did to leather, to skins, it's mashir and it's misakin, salt does to warm meat. Fine. Avol, so that's ibud. Forget about it. You're not allowed to do that. Avol muto lodia aboso. He says, but watch out. Okay, so the rabbi says, I can't salt it. Fine. So I just want to wash off the dam. There's dam on the basa. The basa wasn't salted yet. There's dam on the basa. So let's just say, aloha. Kozman, if you cook the meat, then it's dam ibom shepish. That means the dam that moved from one place. The other, that dam is also, dam shepirish is also. Dam eivorim shalai pirish, it's in the eivor, because it's in a bosa, and you'll have to eat it. You'll have to eat it. The dam that's covering the bosa, then you're not asleep. That's dam. That you have to get rid of that dam. So now, let us understand the scenario. A person has a raw piece of meat that wasn't salted. There's dam inside. There's blood on it on the outside. He wants to eat it now raw. So he said, I'm not allowed to salt it. Fine, I'm allowed to salt it because that's inward, finished. And that's the midrabon itself. I'm allowed to wash off the blood. No problem. Washing is not ibud, not being mistaken. The basa, you're just taking off the blood. That's not tikkun. If you're going to eat it, it's not mukta. He's doing it to eat. Not mukta. Yeah. Avamuta ladia chabosa kidei la'ochli. He has an intent to eat it. There's a big ma'ala kidei la'ochli achakach. Chai. Ve'ein ze mikre tikkun. She'ein ha'tikkun beguf ha'boso. I'm not being mistaken the boso. The boso, there's no similarity to ibud. Ibud is a tikkun. It is mistaken. In salting the boso is a tikkun. It gets softer. It's so that's midrabonon. There's a din ibud ba'ichlam. But to wash it off, she'ein ha'tikkun beguf ha'boso. El shemidichay mishum dam be'en sha'olav. There's dam be'en. And that's muta. Umikol mokim nira da'osos. I'm not doing anything theoretically wrong. I mean, it's I'm just washing it off. Umikol mokim nira da'osos la'adiyach ha'boso shloy nimlach kshechal yim shlishi liyes b'shabbos. Now it's the third day already. He yet did not salt it, and if he won't be meidiach the basar, so he can't cook it anymore. So that's why he wants to soak it in water. וכדי שלא יעשה אחר כך לבישול. He wants to be able to cook it, so if he soaks it again, he'll be able to salt it. Sunday. Kivin. So that's osa. Kivin. So why is it osa? It's not osa al tikkun. That's also not called a tikkun. But kivin sheng roitze lechel hayayin. He doesn't want to eat it today. He's doing it only that he's able to sort it tomorrow. Normally people, if he wants to eat it, he wants to eat it. But normally people don't eat it raw. So why is he soaking the meat today? So everyone will see this. So that's also enough to do something with Seirechel. So that's where they asked it. Vafilu al yedei eini Yehudi osa ladiach. To a goy it's also osa. So lachayre it should be a shmus to shmus. I mean, the mokim hefsid. She'en kan hefsid kol kach tim lo yedishanu. If he won't wash it off, he won't be able to salt it tomorrow. So you don't salt it, you roast it. So you have roasted meat tomorrow. So what's
it? Down the fire.
What?
So you have down the fire, get it 6 months.
Why, well, Sunday.
Fire.
Sunday. Why doesn't he have a fire? Sunday he'll get a fire. So why Friday does? Sunday he'll get a fire.
What?
Sunday, he's washing, he doesn't have to wash in Shabbos. No, we're saying the Shaila is in Sahabsid, he comes to the Rav. I want to tell a goy to soak the meat today in Shabbos. It's Amira Lakum. And then the Rav says, what's that to tell a goy? Well, listen there. If the guy won't do it today, I can't salt it tomorrow. So then the Rav says, you won't salt it tomorrow. So how am I going to eat it? You roast it. When you roast the meat, he doesn't have a mitzvah. I'll go to Shochan who does have a fire. Yeah. So my mele, shiuchalechel sleep. Kach kosev amogin avrom. So amogin avrom says, so that's mutter. Omeiri biyochid bebei. So this is speaking about one person. He has this meat in the house, so the Rav will not be too lenient with him, because the Rav tells him it's not called a shvus to shvus, but more can have said. But it's the same shaila, the butcher comes to the Rav. He has 200 pounds of meat, and they weren't salted yet, and now it's Shabbos, and he has to sell the meat tomorrow, only to be roasted, not to be cooked. He'll have to give a discount price for such a matter. Bevada yesh hemsid bozer v'yochel asis aydei eni yehudi. Okay, this already is a different shayla. This is a butcher with a hemsid merube. This will be matter with a goy. The hey, now we'll go to this yochid, who the Rav was not too lenient with this yochid. Ba'avozois pitumois. He went and he had gestopped against. That means that he fattened up these ducks, and they had a lot of schmaltz in them. That's why he fattened them up. They have a lot of fat. Now, so he wants to use the fat, but if he's going to roast it tomorrow, all the fat goes down the drain. So the fat is a hefsid merube. So she yavsid hashumen im yitzlein gam lamogin avrom mutay de eini yehudi afilu yochid b'meisai. Afilu yochid is allowed to do it. Afilu b'msar b'heimah. Now, we saw that so the Sabai Miskiba Abraham Yeshlakel and the Chaydein, the Yudi, even the like Morgan Abraham. That means we have Mekilim that are Mako, even by Kiros at us. Vahayan Bila Rabbe. What if he doesn't have a goy? Muta gam al yidei Yisrael. So a yid is also allowed to pour water on it, but then we have a different eitzim. The eitzim is ach im humunach abosa bekli. Toiv sheyilchais yodav olav akshi yishori habosa b'mayim. So he should wash his hands. Or he should do it. Then he have the meat that's in the big keli, and he goes, and everyone washes until shidayim, and then you'll fill up the whole... That's what we're talking about. So he's washing his hands. He's washing his hands at the same time. So it's not nearer that he's doing it for a different purpose. Yeah. Now let us see one more sheaf. Ein limloyach biyachad harbe poilem v'adashim shenispashlu bikli posam. So here it is also a tikkun by these pilim, these beans and lentils that were cooked the klipasam. Somehow the melisa softens these pilim. So the klipasam, the melisa mayila lahem v'have kitzvishe v'ibud, and this is also. Muta lodai pilpilin hafilu harbe yachad. A person is allowed to grind or crush peppers hafilu harbe yachad. Vuhu sheyiduchem bekato shel sakin, but he should crush them with the handle of a knife. That's a shinui ubekaorev. So we made a shinui. So let us see the mishnah. Muta vim hu shoychek pilpilim. If he grinds pepper, Ushar tavlin b'machteshes kidalkoi, he uses a keli that's also to grind. He grinds it. Vafilu garger echod, afilu one pepper seed. Yesh by iser deraisa mishum toichem, iser deraisa of toichem. Even though one garger is not a shear, But it's also al chotzisha. Afilu harbe yachad. He's allowed to chop up with the handle of a knife a lot. V'davke mashet zorich leiloise Shabbos. What he needs for that Shabbos, this is muta. Yeah. Ubekore perish. Avol lo yodoch bekato shel sakina bimachteshes, in a place where you grind. That means, so if it's going to fall into a receptacle that you grind things into, av de shino bemeshedoch bekato shel sakina, he made a shinui that he's grinding with the back of a knife. But if the receptacle will be a receptacle that's used for grinding, so it's merziko de dachel, and that's awesome. For who adin the doch bekato al gabi shulchan. If he wants, he doesn't have to crush it in a plate. He can crush it on top of the table. Oy mishule keli, or on the back of a keli. A mishule keli al gabi shulchan. A mishule keli al gabi shulchan dahavi. Trei shinuye, or with tobacco of a keli to crush it, I got mishulchan to have a trei shinuye. Avo bebuchna hamiyuchedes, something that the buchna is the keli that you crush peppers with. Lekzisha, afilu al gabi shulchan, I besaycha ka'ora osa. That means you need a double shinui. Number one, the oifen hatchine should be bafke with the back of a knife. And number two, it should not be in the receptacle that is used for grinding. That's osa. Kosov ataz, besimin zev. Ein losum a pilpulim teich a beged velichtesh besakin olof. I'll put it in a beged. That means I'll wrap around the pilpulim in a beged, which is also a shinui. Velichtesh besakin olof. And the reason for this is not al steichen, duhu moilid reichel. He's moiled areyach in the beged, and one is not permitted to be moiled areyach in a beged. It means one is not permitted to put perfume on a beged. So over here, if I'm going to crush the peppers, and I'm putting it in a beged, and I'm crushing it in a beged, so the beged will be koilet the reyach of the peppers. So it's also listed. Omnam besimin tak yudalof aishes betas mashme techozar mizeh vehiskim lemashal deshori that it's mutter in a beged mishum deini mechavim lezeh. He's not mechavim to be meiled reyach. Hayin sham. Kosvo achroinim, the davke bekata de sakino hu de tirei lodech palpulim, pilpulim, allowed to crush it with the handle of a knife. That's a shino, avalach de choysam besakin, dak tak, osa ochmei biyerek, lakamem besif yud beis, buedin lechol tavon. One is not permitted to cut up in small pieces yerokis, that's daimet to toichen, and that's not called a shino, and that's also. Yes.